play in some of these things. So if you missed it, please, we were live on Facebook and on YouTube. Just put in the date and then you can follow the whole conversation. Interestingly, last week I had a lot of people sending messages that they want copies of the show. Wow. You know, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people. Yeah, lots of calls.
You know, can I get a copy? Can I get... Please, on Facebook, on YouTube, Home Affairs, just add the date to it and then you will find the whole conversation there. This morning too, we're live on Facebook and on YouTube as well. You can interact with us on 055-1111-997 and maybe we will be able to activate the phone lines, maybe not, but if we're able to, it will be on 030-221-6541. So you can put that on speed dial. But we're here to continue the conversation. We looked at, like we said, what brings about, you know, some of these things. We talked about the effects it can have on your marriage and your relationship. And we did say that today we're going to talk about how to deal with it if you have a woman who is always in survival mode. I mean, we also looked at a very important part that comes up quite often, which is when a woman is in a leadership position. Sometimes back at home, she doesn't know that, okay, right here now, you are a wife and a woman, and you're not the boss of your home anymore. The juggling, not too many people know how to juggle well. So we will go into all that. And then also look at the roles that the men will have to play to make sure that, you know, a woman is able to, I mean, to relax in her marriage. And also to find out from my guest this morning, how husbands and fiancés can, I mean, so that can be positive in itself, you know, for a woman. How do you end up not making it competitive for you, but seeing it as a strength and using it to build your home? You know, I'm sure there are ways that these things can be dealt with. So we're getting into the conversation right now.
Choice is good, but choice plus safety is way better. Your safety and comfort is paramount. Under the cylinder recirculation model, you can buy LPG in a safe environment. All cylinders are inspected and maintained to the best safety standards, so your safety is assured. Just take your empty cylinder to the nearest exchange point and swap it for a filled cylinder. Different cylinder sizes will be available to meet your pocket size. Imagine cooking in a smoke-free environment. This will improve the health and well-being of you and your family. Choose LPG in a safer model of distribution. Cylinder recirculation model. Securing your safety. Creating more jobs. A message from the National Petroleum Authority under the patronage of the Ministry of Energy.
There's going to come a time that the church will rise as the highest of all the mountains, and saviors will be raised in the church to deal with the world system. And let it be now. We need to have a national focus. We don't have to lose this ambition, or else we work against the Great Commission.
They are equipped in righteousness, the agenda to possess the nations. Welcome to an equipping center of the word and prayer on Pentecost Hour. NC
Articles Are comes to you on Joy 99.7 FM every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Hits FM on Mondays at 5:30 a.m. and Joy Prime TV on Saturdays at 7 a.m.
Alright, so thank you very much for staying with us. I'd like you to take a listen to this. I want to believe it surely will help with the conversation we're having this morning.
My husband taught me how to be a relaxed woman. I had always seen the praying woman, the ambitious woman, the strong woman. But my husband taught me that rest wasn't a recommendation, it was a requirement. And then he would tell me things like, I've got you. And there was something about a man that keeps his word that makes you feel so safe and so secure, and it allows you to flourish in your femininity. You can't grow in survival and softness at the same time. One is going to dominate the other. So he allowed me to push my survival mode to the side, and he allowed my softness to come to the surface. It was in our marriage that he taught me, in this marriage you never have to fight. There's no competition. We are one. And that brought me strength. He's always allowed me to be in my femininity. So if you ever want to know what to look for in a man, let me give you a simple key. A man who doesn't want to break God's heart won't want to break yours.
I know there are some who are watching from home and around the world, and they are saying,
a man who doesn't want to break God's heart will not break yours. PG, what do you make of that?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, that's an absolute truth. Well, that's true. But my question is, what if the man doesn't believe in God?
Maybe other men who don't believe in God, other people who don't, they would say they believe in God, but it's the means to God that's...
That's a problem. But yes, I think that. I share generally, you know, with the thought that she shared. Yes, she's shared. But just to make a little bit of a point on that, you know, following from our conversation from last week, mm-hmm. we've also come to understand that maybe it is not plain black and white. Mm.
Yeah,
you know, there could be shades of gray, you know, in between, gravitating
absolutely.
From black to white. Mm. And it's important that we don't make oversimplify, you know, conversations of this nature. We shouldn't oversimplify it, and we shouldn't, you know, make it look very simple. Then again, we also need to understand that there are social structures and cultural structures that can either make it a possibility or not. There is the financial aspect of it. Maybe you see the way she's shouting. She shouts like a lady living a soft life. You see the way she shouts. She's shouting calmly, quietly. She's shouting with the voice down. The volume is off.
You actually should see the video.
You see, so that's a woman with a soft life. Yeah. But the reality is that for our listeners and many people who are listening to this, they don't have the option of, you know, taking it easy, sitting back. For some of them, like we established last week, it is actually a survival thing.
Absolutely.
They don't do it, they will survive, because the man has probably crossed his leg. The man is probably taking it easy. Probably the man can't even relate with their reality and all of that. So yes, I share largely in that, but we should also understand that it's more
dynamic,
deeper.
It's a dynamic world.
Okay, so my first question, sorry, that was going to come out of this is, so we're talking about this in the context of marriage.
Absolutely.
And so first question is, what role does the man have to play to ensure that you have this woman who is a woman? Mm. Remember last week we talked about the fact that there are some women who really desire to be a woman. Not that I won't do what I have to do. If I have to work, I have to work. But I probably don't want to be the one taking the lead, matching everybody, doing everything, you know, and then all you probably do is sit and tag along and say, you take up that leadership and let me follow. So in her case, if you analyze it very well, she also mentioned that her husband taught her, it was in her marriage that she learned that this is no competition.
Right.
You don't always have to be in survival mode.
No. Right.
We are one. And so that's what is making me ask. So if you have a woman who is like this, you mentioned rightly that there are lots of, you know, angles to this.
Right.
But let's talk about the husband and the role he has to play in ensuring that his woman is a woman and not, you know, this crazy person who is always running after everything. Yeah. So we're talking about the man in the sense you started.
Right.
Yeah.
So for me, I think that the man first has to be open-minded about the fact that he is married to a woman with unique strength and capability and interest and experiences. The man basically needs to understand who his wife is and to know where she's coming from and to understand her struggles and her needs. And it is for that man first to offer support. That is from a man who intends to want to help his wife. You understand? Because for some would just recognize it and be like, ah, okay, if you're taking all the job,
who doesn't have esteem problems?
Exactly. And a man who doesn't probably have any self-esteem problem. Mm. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you choose to clean the house the whole day, pay for all the bills and everything, and you don't want to ask me because you want to bring your whatever, that's fine. You know, I can't be bothered. But we are talking about the average man who really wants to help.
Mm-hmm.
The man who really sees some of these competition or some of these appearances to be something quite, you know, uncomfortable. So the first is you need to be adaptable. You know, just open your mind, just be open-minded, just be adaptable to the fact that you are probably with a woman who has unique set of skills. And then again, like the lady said, recognize that it's not competition. For some people, like the women who have gone through life to bring them to that place, sometimes they think that they are just doing what has to be done. They are not in competition with you. They feel that the bills should be paid. They know that the bills are paid on the 30th. So when the 30th come, in their mind, it has to be paid. So if you consider it to be competitive or competition, then, you know, you might as well also pay before 30th or on 30th so that there are no gaps, because that is something she quickly wants to fill, where you create gaps of, you know, physical things and, you know, chores that you are supposed to do. You don't do them. Create financial gaps, create emotional gaps, and then all of that. So quickly, she takes a step to fill it. So for you, the guy, first you need to understand that this is not competition. So long as you are doing what is supposed to be done, she wouldn't have to do anything for you to feel that she is competing with you or she's trying to usurp your authority. Powers. Again, you should also be supportive and take on some of the responsibilities and own them. You see, until you come to a place where the two of you sit and communicate and say that, okay, fine, I really appreciate your strength and all the support you want to give, but I feel that in some areas of our family system, can you leave it to me? Let me handle them. Let me handle X. Let me handle this. Let me handle this. I would really to bring some form of support. I would really want to be a part of this family dynamic. But then again, you and I also understand that this thought itself is not consistent with our traditional African system. Because our traditional African system actually encourages or promotes women being superwomen and taking up all their responsibilities. So usually the man's role is in financial provision. Mostly the typical African home, the typical Ghanaian home.
When
the guy put the money on the table, the rest is not his concern. I always say that
his job is to provide and to protect.
Exactly. If you pick a phone and ask a random African man, any of his kids under 4 years, what are their favorite food? What are their allergy profile and everything? They don't know. If their wives travel, every second they will call their wife to find out what I'm supposed to do. So you see, when a woman is in that state, naturally, I remember I was talking to somebody and we're very, you know, a prominent person. And we're having conversations around men supporting. And the woman says something very profound. She's not a Ghanaian, she's white. She says something very profound. She says, you know, it is one thing taking off the burden of helping your spouse, say, wash. That's a fiscal burden. But you should also take the psychological burden of her. The psychological burden is the things are dirty. They need to be washed. It's something, it's a thought someone should be thinking about. Before I wash, I should make sure that there is enough water in the house in spaces where you don't have water flowing. You should make sure there is enough electricity in the house in spaces where you buy prepaid. Mm-hmm. You should make sure there's enough detergent in the house. So if a man says, I'm helping my spouse wash,
then you thoughts, should help holistically.
The thoughts of washing shouldn't even come into your wife's head. You do everything from the planning to finishing to folding.
They won't do it though.
Exactly. So it's a full business suite that you are taking off the woman's hand. And so the question then comes up, how many men are willing to do that?
In this culture,
therefore take the woman who has assumed a masculine energy just to get these things done, because she's already doing that, and she's also taking care of kids, and she's also taking care of the food, and she has her own interests and needs.
And remember that now where we are, women are supporting financially.
Exactly, and she's also supporting financially.
It's so not like you are taking on all the financial
exactly.
burden.
Exactly. So for me, I think that it starts from men, you know, coming to this place of cosmopolitanism to understand that it is no longer the traditional conservative way of living where the man shoots the money and then everything gets done. And it is only when the Ghanaian man gets to this place, and well, because we are on the internet, it's a global conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, it's only at this point that the African man, you know, will be in the position to help their women deal with this masculine energy. Until you change your mind and until you come to that place, all that we will say here is just going to be theory. Absolutely. It's just going to be something that we probably brought from YouTube to come and share. But it's not applicable. You should get what I mean. It's only applicable when the man first comes to that realization that I need to help.
And also recognize the end game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reasons why it will have to be applicable.
Mm. Yeah.
If you come to that point, I want to believe that a lot of the bickering in the house,
it stops.
The frowning, yeah. The I don't have time for this. All those things that you are not...
The headache.
The every evening headache.
Yeah.
If you think about the end game, all of that, nobody will take medicine for anything.
Yeah.
It will just go down. Yeah. Yeah. Nicolina, you have the last word, okay? Mm. Let me go to the men.
I'll use two people to explain what I'm coming to talk about.
Okay.
Indira Nooyi, the former chairman, chief executive of PepsiCo.
Mm. Okay.
She married in 1980. Indian from southern India, moved to America in 78, met Raj in 1980. They've been married to date. She's risen to be the chairman of PepsiCo worldwide. She's still married. The next person is this media lady in the US. What's her name?
Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey. She's never been married, but she's known to have been with one man.
Mm.
All this while.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows his name. But he's been in the background all this while. Raj has been in the background all this while. How did they do it? I'll read what Indira said. My mother believed that these jobs give you crowns, and it is important to leave these crowns in the garage when we come home.
Absolutely.
So no matter who you are, as soon as you get home and you park your car in your garage,
who are you talking about?
This is Indira Nooyi.
So you are speaking to the women.
To the women.
I'm speaking to the women. I'm coming to the men.
Uh-huh.
I'm using these two women to explain that it is possible
for a man to
support a driven woman. And I'm coming to the men.
Okay.
So that's what she said. And then she said in the interview with Business Insider, don't try to pretend that you are still the big boss, because you are not. Was her mother's wise advice. Now, how can you have a man stay in the background like that behind such a woman? There are two things that come to play, and it's all psychology. The first one is, you can't help someone unless you can help yourself. So you should know who you are before you can help such a person. Now, last week, when we looked at temperaments, we looked at two temperaments. The woman would definitely be choleric to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two things. Either she marries a choleric or she marries a phlegmatic.
You marry another choleric, the NSA a war.
No, and yet necessarily so. That's the belief that it will always be conflict.
But it's not.
It's not necessarily so.
Yeah.
When two cholerics marry, they are both driven people.
Mm.
They are driven by their goals.
So they don't have time for pettiness.
They are very logical.
Yeah.
They are focused on results.
Yeah, not emotions.
Not what is in between.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, what happens is that...
But there's a downside to that.
Yes. When two cholerics decide to marry and they decide that our marriage must succeed, they are willing to pay any price to make it succeed. So those two people would either fail miserably or they will succeed beyond reasonable doubt.
Mm.
Now, when that happens, what happens is that they figure out, okay, what is your day today? You have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, I have to do this. Okay, let me take this, let me take this. They compromise and they get at it. Everybody knows what he's supposed to do. They are pragmatic. They share their burden. They all come back and they come and assess their results. And then they complement each other. So it is not a competition. It's a compliment. The other side is when one is a choleric and one is a phlegmatic. That is where the man has to do an introspection and say that, you know what? These are my strengths. These are her strengths. I won't waste my time competing with her on her strengths. And that is why these men stay in the background and they allow the women to use their strengths and they harness her strengths to add to themselves
for the good of the
for
family.
The good of the relationship.
Mm.
So the man doesn't mind following you, going around the world, be in the media, be in the face of everybody. He just comes to sit in the background. But whilst he's sitting in the background and you are doing everything you are doing, he's noting, he's observing, he's collecting, he's doing everything in the background. When he comes back home, he sits you down. And that's where he shows that he's the man. This is where you made a mistake. You did this here, you said this here, you shouldn't have said this, you shouldn't have done this.
I think it's a very beautiful place for a man to be.
And yeah. And he gives you all the feedback, tells you sometimes you have to go here, you don't have time, you know what? You have to go and read a script here. Let me write your script for you whilst you focus on this. Let me do your presentation for you whilst you do that one. He uses his strength. So usually if the man is a melancholic, he does all the analysis, all the planning, all the organization in the background and gives it to you.
No, I actually think it's a very beautiful place for a man to be.
But who wouldn't want to be in such a place?
Adam, not to cut in, but actually, it is something that I personally preach.
Mm-hmm.
It is what I always encourage the men. I always tell them that, especially, you know, because we have this big big conflict when it comes to men approaching or dating women who are above their pay grade, if you know what I mean. You know, it's like, you know, in terms of the corporate level, they are certain up there. Mm. In terms of qualification, it's not the qualification. Usually it's the economic power that the woman has and the social equity that she carries. You know, it makes a lot of men a bit uncomfortable because, again, it still sits in the African narrative that I'm supposed to lead. But how can I lead a family where I'm not the breadwinner or I don't call the financial shots? You know, one of the things I always tell them that no, there is more to power and authority than the one who has the money. You understand? Yes, we all know that there are people who are bankrolling politicians, but a politician can use his power to shut your business down.
I tell you,
if a politician decide to come after you, it doesn't matter that you unless you first get to him before you can stop him. But otherwise, he will take.
And you in
leadership and management,
exactly. So there is a place for power, which is not necessarily financial in nature, and that is where you came from, soft power.
In leadership and management, there's leading from the front,
exactly,
but there's also leading from behind,
exactly. Exactly, you know.
And the most powerful leaders are the ones who live from behind.
I tell you.
Because they pull the strings. They are the puppeteers.
Ah, yeah,
and you realize that. So at the end of the day, you realize that whatever the leader, the so-called leader, could be doing is actually even not reflective of their unique personality. Mm. You see that, no, this is someone else's handiwork. And so a woman can be powerful, economic and everything, but as a guy, you understand? You are teaching her how to diversify her funds. Mm. You know, so let's do this investment. I read around these stocks and then everything. I even had a financial advisor in New York. We can, you know, move some of our money offshore, do some investment in New York, do some investment here. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about getting a property along the water? Have you done this? Have you done that? Oh, no, you know, this conversation that we had the other time, I put in a few calls and we can talk to this man coming to Ghana this day. So you see, you don't have the money, but the woman is so indebted to you because as her money is growing, she knows that the big brain.
No, it's a very serious thing.
As her social, as doors are opening for her socially, she knows it's my husband pulling the string. And such women don't joke with their husbands.
There's only one condition.
Sometimes you see some which men is, and you ask yourself, what did this woman see in this? What is so unique about it? And you know, sometimes it's not even a drink here, but it's his ability to hold the fort at home. You know, some men are very handy. They're very serviceable. Mm-hmm. Oh no, let me just hold the fort at home. So that you can go and come. I'm not bothering you or burdening you with cooking, with taking care of the home. I mean, it's funny. A lot of us buy food outside, right? Mm. We go to work. We buy food outside. But then sometimes we want to tell our wives that, I want to eat your food. Nobody should cook for me. But you just eat wachi from outside. You know, so why can't you just also have a chef to cook for your husband?
When it comes to cooking, I have a different this time.
I know.
There's a spiritual side of food cooking.
He's so, a fancy.
But see, there's only one condition that makes that work.
Right.
Number one, the man must not have self-esteem problems. Yeah. So he should be confident in himself.
Exactly.
That's the first one. Because as soon as you have that self-esteem problems, you have insecurities.
Yes.
Those things play at the back of your mind.
Yep.
And they create the fertile ground for you to withhold the support you are supposed to give.
No, it's true.
Yep.
The next thing is the woman herself.
Yeah.
Either how she talks, which is the overt actions, or what she does, which are the covert actions. Now, without saying it, you make him feel that I have the money.
Yeah, he will stop.
I do this, I do that. He just take a chill pill.
Yeah.
And you will suffer.
And leave you to swim in the mud.
Exactly.
Yes. And he won't lift a hand.
Yeah.
No, I've seen people like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen people
like that. No, men are like that.
Yeah.
See, when we advise you once, twice,
you don't take.
We don't talk.
We leave you.
We just leave you.
Uh-huh.
You go ahead. We know, especially if the guy is a choleric.
Charlie.
We know you hit the wall.
No.
Because 1+1 is always 2. And so when you hit the wall and you come back, he just looks at you and says,
now I'm going to let me talk. But you know what the two gentlemen are saying there. Truth is, if a man is able to play this role and play those cards very well, you will have your woman succumbing to you without you asking.
Yep.
She feels, I think it was one of you, she feels so indebted. And she is dependent on you.
Yeah. Exactly.
She gets to the point where she realizes that all of these that I am is because there's somebody at the background and does not want to offend you or lose that support in any way.
Mm.
Sometimes it could even come plain as though she's been manipulated.
Absolutely.
But then you get to realize what you're gaining. And if you're a very reasonable woman, you also realize that you will come crumbling if the support is
gone.
There.
Yep. Yeah.
But I think it's a very beautiful place that men can find themselves in. Nicolina.
A beautiful place that women should find themselves also as a woman. Because the fact that I come with some masculine energy does not end me in the male's washroom. Right? And that's deep, okay? So no matter who you are, no matter where you are, whatever you've gotten to, when you get home at the gates and the car, just drop it. and get to that comfort zone described by this wonderful man for me. But you see, I want to add to what they've just said. If a man decides that they want to help, I want to do, I can do, I can do, but do not build in himself capacity, both emotionally, psychologically, physically, and everything, I mean, even the financially. I always tell men, it doesn't matter if the woman earns more than you. You are supposed to be responsible. So even if it's 5 CDs you have, sweet, this is 5 CDs. What do we do? What do we turn out of this? You understand? So you allow the woman to come in a conversation where she feels that I don't have to battle all these alone. Now, when she's taking center stage and you realize that this is her strength, this wonderful strength that she has, you engage in a conversation, not talking, a conversation where the two can sit to harness each other's strength, look at the weaknesses, and like it's been described, I'm going to do a speech. And you could say that because you are in the kitchen cooking, let me start preparing your speech for you. Who are you meeting? What are you going to? What are the thoughts? What is the theme? And I start for you because I don't know how to cook. You understand? You give the woman the strength to carry on, and because you have built that capacity. But when it all feels like, hey, you want to do, so do. No, it doesn't help. Then again, I want to say that the woman also should appreciate and respect the fact that her place in the home is very, very critical, and whatever she does or does not leads to the growth. Okay, mind you, where there are children, they are watching. What strength does my mommy has? What strength does my daddy have? Where do you merge? Where do you blend? Who's desire? Obviously, one will be more dominant than the other. So when we recognize this fact, look at them. Last week, a friend called me and said, Nicolina, do you know that at the home, things like electrical things, it's my wife who does it, because the wife went to a technical school, and I'm like, really? Abe, hi. He actually said, I should say. So when it comes to certain things, he's built capacity so much that he's not really bothered about the woman having tools and working around the house. He's a very good writer, and the wife teaches. So sometimes he tells me the lesson notes he goes through for the wife. And it's creating a very beautiful atmosphere for them to live in. So we need to discover ourselves, who we are. In a relationship setting, know your strength, know your weakness. These things, whether feminine or masculine energy, we all have it. Both men and women, we have each of them. Okay? But what is dominant will determine how the home will be and what to transpire in the home.
I like it when you say we all have it, because women, we also like men who are very soft.
Yes, so who will pamper you, and like Kobe was trying to do, whether he was playing guitar or whatever he was trying to do, and I was watching him. You see, you sit in front of him and you are all this Saturday morning, you are just relaxed. And relaxation is the requirement. Eh?
We don't like it when our partners are talking to us and go like, ah, Charlie. No, I'm not your Charlie.
Oh no, I love that. You know, it makes you relax, and we need to. Charlie, let him be your Charlie.
I've heard a couple talk and they're referring to each other as bro.
It's something.
Are you serious?
No, when you get to the level where you're like, I'm a tidy guy, so I'll say.
I see.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
As soon as you get to the point where you are referring to her as I see.
Well, in that context,
then you know that you've gotten to the friendship level.
It should be friendship.
But sometimes move out of the friendship level and become a romantic person. The I say can dominate, but there are times that you want to hear baby, honey. And then even I say, so every
sweet,
day I say,
sweet.
I beg, balance.
No, there's a place for the babes.
That place.
There's a place for the babes.
Only that place.
No, not that. Not when we get into the other room.
No, but it
when,
be throughout.
When you know that you need to soften the ground for something else to follow, you know that Ase doesn't come in.
You see.
But when it's like we are watching, not this, I don't like to watch cry. That my team, they are breaking my heart, so I've removed my heart.
What's that?
Chelsea, no, we are used to win. We are used to winning. All of Sofeden, we are losing like nobody's business. Yeah, we've become like Arsenal.
Uh-huh. Oh, but look.
So when it gets to that point and you are watching and you are like, Charlie, I say, what that worry now?
No, honestly.
Yeah, it comes unconsciously.
So, okay, you see, that's where the thing is. The balance will be that the woman is also interested in it somehow. Then she spends that time with you watching. And then after that, the after.
So okay, when I'm watching, even if you don't like it, join me and let's watch. Pretend you like. So that from there onwards, then we can progress to others.
Nicolina and Kobe, please come back home. Come back home. Come back home. This is Home Affairs. We're live on joy. And we're actually learning. You know, I am taking serious notes. And I feel like, you know, this marriage thing, it can actually be a very simple, easy, beautiful thing.
Oh, Adam, it is.
It can actually be. Yeah. I mean, it's the mindset and how you want
to...
Say again?
It'll never work.
No, that's what I'm saying, that it can be. Mm. Listening to what we are saying, and if the two of you, of course, I mean, can two be together except
maybe be an agreement.
If your minds are together, and you end up realizing that my wife is usually a boss chick, that's who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this, and she can't have everything.
Yep.
She could be there, but she can't have everything. No. And the kind of men that Kobe and PG have described this morning, oh God, help our daughters
with these men. A place to be, is it?
Help our daughters with these men, because you realize that the girls we are raising now, they are so assertive.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was coming to say, that you see, when we even use the word feminine energy, it is just a cultural label for very assertive women, you know. And so for me, I feel that we are raising... Now, that's one of the big challenges that is currently happening in the modern marriages.
Yeah.
We have the men still being raised like the men of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But then the women of today are not being raised
like the women of yesterday.
They are going to school.
Yeah.
They are being empowered. Mm-hmm. They are being driven. Their parents are expecting the most from them, because most of them have parents who are also very educated.
Yeah.
I mean, the women who are due for marriage around this time. Yeah. A lot of them are coming from homes.
Children who are getting married now.
You know, a lot of them are coming from homes where their parents are also very driven. They understand the power of education, power of an empowered woman and all of that.
And so, most importantly, PG, the comfort that comes with living that way.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So they marry and then they end up marrying the same modern men who are still being raised in old mindsets. And you see that there is a discontinuity here. There's a disjoint here.
Sure.
The women expect X, Y, Z. The guys are able to deliver this, or the guys are coming with a certain mindset. And you realize that, and you see the women of today are also very perceptive. So once they sit down after 18 months, after 2 years of observing, and I mean, they've gone to school, they've done project management, they've done courses, they're able to do their own economic analysis and political analysis.
Even the teenagers,
in the house,
my
yes,
dear.
They sit in the house, they put one and two together, realize that this is not going anywhere.
No,
and then immediately they start taking steps to uncouple.
Let me send you back to a call.
Let him finish.
So,
and then,
you know, so I feel strongly that it is not enough that we marry and we have all these wild ideas. It is beautiful. They are all theories. But how do we get it practically going?
True.
And for me, the first thing is that if you're a guy, there is nothing wrong with aspiring to marry a woman who is probably better on some level than you. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
You have your strength. Mm-hmm. Do not focus on her strength, which you consider to be a threat
to
your weakness. Yeah. Rather, hone in on your own unique strength. And then look for areas where she herself is deficient. I mean, there is a reason why we all need companionship.
Yes.
And it's because there is an inherent deficiency in man.
Which is
why we are naturally gregarious. We are not made to walk alone. We are made to move in groups, that naturally.
Yeah.
And so look for what she's looking for. And then if you don't have it in you and you still love her, quickly pick up a development course or build capacity.
So
that, yes, I mean, how long does it take for you to master the art of, say, reading or editing or proofreading if you know that your spouse is going to be in the area of writing? How long does it take you for you to say, well, let me pick up some soft skills around in the house, because I know this woman is, you know, a globetrotter.
Yeah.
Every now and then she's in a flight, going to Manchester, going to New York, going to Las Palmas to go and work. Why don't I just pick on a few? So you see, you do that, and in a matter of 2 years, you become so invaluable to the person that when your partner looks at you, they do not look at you through the lens of what they are bringing, but through the lens of what you have contributed to them bringing.
You know, you say the money to, you know, they enjoy them.
Exactly, the money to you, they enjoy. I mean,
that's the point I was coming to.
Through
that.
Your wife, your parents, and all of them are living well in the village.
Edom, let me take you back. You and I received a call in the studio some time back.
And we're dealing with, serious,
and a man called and said that, why should I develop or build a woman so that when she's made it, she will start disrespecting me? And I gave him one answer. I said, you have a number of reasons why you should, but I'll give you one, which is a very selfish one. So you look at it from your side. And this is my message to men.
Yeah.
Look at it this way. One, and I'm not dwelling on one and saying,
absolutely.
So the fact that you have money or your wife has money doesn't mean that your money is not enough. The selfish side of it is that if a woman is making enough to provide the basics for herself, so she doesn't have to depend on you, it frees your money.
Your money for other things.
For you to be able to do other things.
Yeah.
So why don't you put her in a place where she can make enough to take care of certain things that it doesn't become your burden?
Exactly.
Then you can move your money into other investments and other things for security and for the future.
Kobe, that's
because the Bible says one thing. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children.
And the children.
So if she makes enough, that can provide for the home and do everything, and you don't have any self-esteem problems, so you can let her do it.
Yeah.
You can now focus on building the houses and doing these investments and all those things.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, when you go into your grave, you go a happy man knowing that you've secured your back.
So you see, it's a self-esteem we need to help young men with. Okay, to develop that self-esteem to say that, look, your wife is a lawyer, your wife to be is a doctor, she can be anything. I tell my boy, listen, your friends with people, Awege and Abugis and whatnot, they will grow and you will be marrying. Whatever you want to do or whatever you expect from her, build the capacity.
They are hard girls.
Yeah.
Build the capacity to receive it. Build the capacity to work through it. Other than that, you will find yourself wanting, because if you don't and you have that self-esteem worker that cannot accept the fact that the woman is progressive, the woman is assertive, and when you sit and you want to be all that, but some may not take it. So build the capacity.
I have sons. I don't have
it's very daughter. Important.
If I had a daughter, I want to raise a daughter one.
Oh yes, of course.
Because I'm a very vocal person. I'm a very assertive person.
Yeah.
I don't tolerate nonsense.
I can just I can just imagine what your daughter will be like.
So, definitely, I'm not going to raise a daughter who is going to go and be a docile person.
Yeah.
But I'm going to raise her to respect a man.
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
To know how to behave in the house of a man.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll bundle you and bring you back.
When they bring her back, when they bring you back, I'll collect your things and put it inside and say, Akwaba.
So let me. The conversation is in two parts.
Right.
I think that we have spoken a lot to the men. I'll let you wrap up on that, and then we flip to the women, because I'm sure by this time the women are in the house saying, "Are you listening? Are you listening?" You have a part to play in this.
Let me, Edom. Let me quickly say this.
Yes.
The bit about the self-esteem issue with the men, I will also say that it may not always be a question of self-esteem.
Mm.
It's not. It's a question of cultural pressure, or there is element of cultural pressure, and that cultural pressure usually come from the immediate circles of the man.
Yeah.
I have had experiences where the guy told the wife that, you know what, me ma me best ryan with your train or ba for the next 2 weeks me nyeshe me dem na be good table no so na wa serve me with your kwa. Then I'll go back to my job because me ma me be to say me yes I dey wa worry na begu. And that is the thing, you know, a woman.
And that's wisdom.
Yes, a woman will go visit her brother and see the brother taking on some of these jobs. Go to the village and go and tell mama, hey, ma, Obani asenu.
Ah.
Obani ye jimi no. Koshe. Me koye bema kentinka. Ono ofra nra kusi abonten. Bema kentinka. Ono jare nkola. Na kola ko sebe. O ko private ha. Na ya friend. Daddy ya finish. Na bema kentinka jaye ni diani.
Then the mother go born.
Na ne ma meti ho. Ne ma meti wudi. Dizan pepe jaye ko akope pane. Sebe ni wye ye. You know. So you see. Some, yes. And the mother go born. And this mother is definitely coming to the house to come and give the woman drama.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it is happening all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The sisters are not helping their brothers. The mothers are not helping their sons. Let me say it as plain as it is. I know some people won't be comfortable, but most problems a lot of men are having in their marriages, if you stretch it a little bit far, you realize that to a good extent, there is always an external family that is trying to push, especially when the woman is strong and the woman is assertive, or they have their own understanding, which sometimes defy the traditional logic.
Yeah. Mm.
Then they come in. And so please, we need our men to support, which then means that you all need to
shush it. And I will say to such a woman to have a coping skill, in that for the 2 weeks that the mother-in-law is going to be there, I mean, if she comes to meet it that way, that hits, and that's the strength with which she comes to say, why are you treating my son this way? So have that coping skill to hold on, relax, you go on. In fact, even invite her as a woman herself to come help with this.
Escuchas ese rugido. Sientes la experiencia de poder, la emoción de la libertad. Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
Things. And then you can talk her into appreciating the fact that when a man helps you at home, it's not bad. It will take some time.
Mm.
But that's when the woman has also built herself emotionally, psychologically, to take on some of these things, to say, look, we are building together for the next 2 weeks. That's all right. I will cope with it. You know, there's no going to be any fire, because you understand that you're building something which is lasting for the future and for your children that are watching at this moment.
Great. I think in that instance, if the two of you have that understanding, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a skit on social media like that. The guy was stirring food and holding the baby, and the woman was pressing her phone. They heard the bell ping pong.
Ah, yes, yes.
You've
yes,
seen
yes,
that
skit. I've seen that.
Quickly. Yeah.
And then the guy just jumped.
I tell you, you know. So yes, if we will
can fool, make fun around it, you
no,
know.
No, if we will fool everybody else just so we have our peace, why not? I mean, I think that we can endure the world, but we should enjoy each other.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So someone sent a message, and really, we're flipping the conversation in just a little bit. He says, good morning, Adam and team. Wonderful conversations. Cogent points that men should support, but kindly flip the point where some men are supporting but are taken for granted by some women. So it really isn't the bit about being taken for granted for us here. It's about women realizing the roles they have to play to make their homes work, even if they are that assertive, have masculine energy, or they are the bosses when they are not in the home. That conflict, you know. We have actually talked a lot about how the men can come on board and support and still make sure that that woman will calm down. Charlie, calm down. You are a woman and feel like a woman. And sincerely, let's go around and ask how many women, honestly, PG and Kobe, how many women who would like to feel like a woman, like the woman we just heard?
A lot of them.
To live just don't that get soft it. Life. To not always be, we're not saying we want to be lazy, to not always be in survival mode. But you're told that, hey, you are working 3 jobs. It's okay. Do 2. It's fine. The rest, use it to sleep and relax. We want it.
We just don't get it.
Sometimes they say we don't avail ourselves for it. But the joy of every parent is to see their children cheerful and hearty. And to achieve this desire, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients and multivitamins which can provide which can promote their welfare. And one of such nutritious beverages is Vitamilk soy milk drink. Vitamilk soy milk is made from natural soybeans, which is a good source of plant proteins and vitamin B1 and B2. Vitamilk has no artificial coloring, no artificial flavoring, and no preservatives. Choose Vitamilk Champ for your children because it has plant proteins and it is nutritious, amazingly delicious and satisfying. Vitamilk also comes in its regular soy milk drink. Vitamilk Energy, the multi cereal with no caffeine, the choco, the banana, the strawberry, and you can have it also in the 250 ml and the Vitamilk 1 liter Tetra Pak. Vitamilk is indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. Imagine enjoying the urban pulse of Joburg, the scenic beauty of Cape Town, the majestic mountains of Lesotho, or the thrilling sunset in Sun City. Well, imagine no more, because Adansa Travels and Joy FM invite you to join Lexus Bill and the Drive team as they explore South Africa this June. Four exciting packages to choose from: Joburg, 5th to 10th June, starting at 1,390 per person. Joburg and Cape Coast, 6th to 13th June, at from the 6th to the 13th June, at a promo rate of 1,790 per person. Joburg and Sun City, that's from the 4th to the 11th of June, at 1,690 per person. And Joburg and Lesotho, 4th to 11th June, also at 1,750 per person. To crown it all, you have an opportunity to attend the Legends and Legacy Ball on the 8th of June at the Sandton Convention Center in Joburg, with a special performance by the iconic Yvonne Chaka Chaka and many other renowned artists. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity slip away. Seats are filling fast. Call Adansa Travels on 053-100-8550 or 059-5500-817 or visit adansatravels.com to secure a spot. Life, feel life's beauty with Adansa Travels and Joy FM in South Africa. This is Home Affairs. We're talking about when a woman brings on her masculine energy. And this morning, we actually have been focusing on how to make good of that energy. What men can contribute to ensure that a woman, yes, has that masculine energy, but is using it the right way. And the joy of every parent to see their children cheerful and beauty and hearty. I will tell you exactly what Vitamilk is telling us in a little bit. But let me say a very big happy birthday to my big cousin, Sister Akofa Asimenu. Happy birthday to you, Sister Akofa. When I saw your message this morning, I said, hey, Sister Akofa, you reach out twice a year. But happy birthday. We love you so much. This one says, oh, where's the message? Please read. It says, good morning, Adam, and your very knowledgeable panel. A fruitful discussion there. I am really enjoying it. What about them who help in all regards, but tell everyone about it, what they do for you, including even the things they buy for your children? That's my situation. Oh, but how? But that's your work. So what? You buy things for your children, you go and tell the world that I bought A, B, C, D for my children. Ah, who cares, really? You don't know what they're I don't even see how that is an issue. Seriously. Who should do it though? Yeah. Okay, so we are flipping the conversation.
It's a woman who wrote it, Tina.
Yes.
So the woman is saying that the man does things for the family, but he goes around broadcasting.
That's what I'm saying. Is it to say that I do all that the woman doesn't do anything?
Or the woman doesn't appreciate it?
Appreciate
it. Yes. So, then he needs so there must be a reason why.
Yes, there must be a reason. But Kobe,
still, you brought your children into this world. Mm-hmm. You didn't go and ask permission from anybody to give birth. You are just doing what you have to do. If your wife doesn't appreciate it, you're taking care of your children. Absolutely. Must you go and be telling the world that I'm taking care of my children? What's
maybe
the point?
Came up in a conversation. I mean, so I wouldn't want the woman to
You need to go into it.
I wouldn't want the woman to take it
to get the context. Yes,
exactly. Because a man,
there must be a context.
Exactly.
Yes.
It might have come up in a conversation, but though we want to look at both the positive and negative side of it. If it came up in a conversation, just take a chill with it and say to the person, but that's his work. Laugh over it. Say, good job, man.
Please, we'll not focus on that. Mm. We're talking about the woman.
The
woman now. And how, what role does she have to play in this? Because altogether, we want a peaceful home. We don't want you to lose yourself in trying to build a home.
Yeah.
But you should know that regardless of your position, regardless of your upbringing, regardless of whatever it is that you may have gone through, regardless of whether you're making more money than your husband or whatever it is, you have a role to play in this home.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy that you're assertive. We're happy that you have energy to support the home, but we don't want you to run your home down with all of those.
Yeah.
So for this particular woman, who, you know, is there and all that, how is she supposed to manage herself?
Yeah.
Calm down, Bajidi, and be a woman and still be there.
Yeah. It's possible, Adam.
Okay,
it's possible.
Nicolina
you
wants to start.
You can still be there and be a woman. We've been saying that when you get home, drop that CEO, that general manager, that head of marketing, that head of whatever, drop it. In fact, leave it in the car.
Drop the president of the Female Association of Adam. Insurance Commission.
Adam. You know, drop it.
Oh, dear.
Accept the fact that, first of all, you are in a relationship which you want to work. You need it to work and you want it to work. How do I make it work? Everything that will make it to work, you need to be ready to run with it. And so when you drop that and you get to a certain where there has to be conversation about what should be done, what we should do. I'm not saying that when the man is not ready to rise to the occasion and also you also let yourself down. But we're talking about a situation where you give recognition to the fact that there should be some conversation and you must be in it. So once you acknowledge that you want this relationship to work and to succeed, you bring on the table whatever strength you have, relax about it, see that you are in this together. You have a partner to make this work. I have a part to play. What part do you want to play? So we complement each other. We try to support each other. This is my strength. In fact, you can even let the man know. Sometimes I feel like, you know, taking the lead in a conversation. And he says to you, no, let me handle this. Relax about it. Let him handle it. If he says, okay, so can we talk about this in the next 2-3 days? Relax about it. 2-3 days will come. Talk about it and go on the table of discussion, not with a preconceived idea that don't you why you are cracker, don't cook papa. No, don't have that. Because we've taught the men to have the capacity to accept your strength and who you are and what you carry. So come onto the table, respecting, I guess, and expecting that whatever he brings on board should be passionately discussed. No
hidden, prejudged, you know, conclusions, and to say that, yes, let's talk, I'm ready. I'm ready to relax and let us roll.
Great.
Again, in your relaxation, tell yourself, because this must work, I want my body, soul, and spirit to relax. It's not just saying, but you must also act it. So when you don't have to talk, just keep quiet, relax, let him talk, let him finish in a communication setting, not a talking setting. Because if we just go talking, we will not communicate. You don't encode. Somebody will not also decode what you are saying. The noise in the environment can affect what you actually want to build to make sure you are succeed. So women out there, get to know that I said something. The fact that I have this masculine tendency doesn't make me end up in the men's washroom. You are a woman, no matter what.
Okay. So I always hear PG Kobe, and Nicolina has said that a number of times. Relax, drop it, don't bring it to the home, and all that. PG, how easy is that?
It's not. No, it's not. It's not easy for somebody to relax. You see, before somebody can be vulnerable, and relaxing is a form of vulnerability. Letting go your guard, or letting go of your guard, jumping into the deep blue end or the deep blue sea, knowing very well that there is some safety net somewhere there. You know, it's just like a child. When you throw a child up, she's giggling and or he's giggling and laughing because they know they are going to be held.
Yes.
But there's no way you will let a 100-kilogram woman drop from the top and then somebody standing out there and she'll be comfortable thinking that they are going to be caught. No, you understand?
Way.
So first, there has to be that feeling, that assurance, you know, that assurance that I've got you. Then I can relax. You see, somebody who says I've got you, but they've disappointed you twice. When they tell you I've got you, you don't want them to get you again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to a point when they tell you to look up, you look down. Mm-hmm. Because they are not backing.
Up down.
Exactly. They are not backing their words with trust. with action. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we create a scenario, a setting where we are trusted. You understand? Where we are trusted.
Yeah.
Then the women can then relax, you see. But Adam also talking about some of the things that, you know, women themselves need to do. First thing I'll say is, from my perspective, that you need to appreciate the fact that it's a partnership. If you're in a partnership, first and foremost, the two of you should have the same vision, the same agenda, the same direction. All accounting partnerships, all auditing partnerships, all law partnership or whatever. It's just based on that simple principle. Immediately we begin to have different interests, then at some point in time, the partnership will break because we are all in the same space, but we are looking at multiple directions, which are
mutually beneficial.
It has to be mutually beneficial. And there should be some common ground, some confluence that we know that we're all working towards. You understand? So once it is no longer a partnership, then, you know, there is nothing holding it together. And when it's a partnership, you don't just get up and do as you want. Everything has to be agreed on by all the partners. You understand? I mean, the major stakeholders. We should all sit down and agree that, okay, we are going to do this. This is a strategic direction for us for the next year, for the next 2 years, for the next 5 years, for the next 10 years. We are planning this. We are going to do this. We are going to do this. Let's put it to a vote. Let's all have a buy-in. Then we can move. We can roll. It's the same thing in the house. If you're a woman and you don't acknowledge your partner, your husband, as a partner, and then just get up and do as you please, over time, the partner begins to feel irrelevant. Which is why they end up also finding their own partnerships outside of the house.
Mm.
Because they also feel that they have something to offer. But then that thing is not being wanted or it's not wanted in the house.
Yeah.
But it's still something that has to be offered anyway. So let me find a place where I can offer it. So women need to understand that it's a partnership. And then again, you know, women need to come to that existential understanding that your wife, your husband is not your dependent. Where you think, unless you knew who you were marrying, you knew that the guy was unemployed, you knew the guy can do jack to save his life, and you still decided to marry him, then you
because
knew...
Because you wanted control.
Then you, yes, because you wanted control. So then you knew what you brought, so then...
Yeah.
Yes, then, you know, it's understandable that your own actions are a natural consequence of your choices. You understand?
You.
Yes. But otherwise, if you marry the guy who comes, you know, with something, harness it. Let it come to the table as partners. You understand? Don't begin to treat the person like a boss subordinate or an employer employee. That's not the relationship. It's partnership. You know, so